Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for us now to have another exchange of ideas on your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to discover that which you have not discovered yet. This program has been going on now for several years. I think almost 3 years we've been doing this. And in that time, we've brought a lot of different things to the surface to help you understand you and what your DNA is all about, what your programming, maybe reprogramming, is all about, what your feelings are about, what your intentions are, all kinds of things that have to do with, in essence, the sixth sense, something that I believe very strongly in. And a fellow that I've known for a long time, who also, as I find out more about him, we are very good friends, but sometimes, you know, you get into conversations with people, you find out, that's what good conversations are about, finding out something you didn't know. And a few years ago, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with whom I have a great deal, we obviously are in the same business. He is the publisher of the Bible of the talk radio industry, and as such, we're involved in all kinds of things, including another program called the Talk Radio Countdown Show that he and I do every week on many of these same stations. But our purpose here today is to bring Michael into the fold, not that he isn't already there, because he has really strong spiritual beliefs, which I'm sure he'll be happy to share with all of us. The real reason, at least to get the conversation started, I want to present to you a song that Michael wrote. He's become a member of the group Gun Hill Road. Many of you may remember them from a song that was around in the 70s called Back When My Hair Was Short. And it was kind of redone during the pandemic to Back When We Used to Hug, reworked version of that tune. So, at any rate, we have this new song that Michael actually wrote. I don't want to take credit away from anybody else, but I think you were responsible for the lyrics of this new song, I Know You Are Real, that Gun Hill Road has done, right?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, and Steve Goldrich and Paul Reich, two members of the band, wrote the music, and one of the other members of the band, Brian Coonan, sings the sung version of it, and he does a little bit of singing in the spoken word version, which you're going to play now, which is really burning up all kinds of amazing ground on YouTube. It's gone viral, and at the time we're speaking now, it's cracked 22,000 views, which is pretty amazing for a music video by a basically unknown band.
Yeah, well, it's the message. I think the fact that I'm trying to get you on as many of my programs as I can, and I'm sure other people want to interview you because it's a great story. But I want to know more about Michael Harrison's spiritual beliefs and how they play into your life each day.
Yes, and the song reflects it even beyond the theme. The main theme of the song is animal welfare. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be cruel to animals. Be kind to all sentient life. And we can get into, you know, what that means. But
I do.
The words of the song go beyond animals. It has to do with the connectedness of the universe and our role in it, which when you use the word spiritual, I mean, basically it comes down to maybe the foundation of all reality is consciousness, sentience, spirituality, that's all there is, that the material world is an illusion, and that we're all part of the same energy field, and thus are one. So that's what the song really is about, and then the video that goes with it, and I'll be very clear after the song how people can see this on YouTube. The video depicts just the emotion and the feeling that comes with being at one with nature and all of nature's conscious creatures.
Mm-hmm. such a wonderful world we live in, and a lot of it, the magnitude of the world, when you think we're on this little rock, was the TV show called Three Rocks, the Third Rock from the Sun. And you think about where we are in this, we're a small little planet, only 25,000 miles around at circumference. We're traveling around one of the smallest stars in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. And so when TV shows come on like Debris with my friend Jonathan Tucker, it speaks to things that we don't usually think about. And that is, what other life is there out there? And you know, we measure everything by our own experience, and yet our experience continues to expand.
Yeah. Well, expansion of consciousness is what it's about. You know, it's interesting. There are people who live a purely materialistic life, a purely materialistic existence, which is the 180-degree opposite of what we're talking about. And they'll say things like, well, I believe it if I see it. Or if I can't, you know, it isn't real. If I can't touch it and see it and experience it, it's not real. And therefore, there are no miracles. And there's nothing. And you know, what you're talking about. I mean, just the fact that we are conscious and that we live in this consciousness that the world of physics, you know, scientists call consciousness the hard problem. The hardest problem that science has to deal with is our inability to wrap our brains around the fact that we're conscious. We can't even begin to understand it, and yet that is the fundamental thing that we all know. We all know that we are real. This is real, but we don't understand not only who we are, we don't understand what we are, we don't understand where we are.
We don't even know if we're real. We could be figments of our imagination.
Well, but the imagination is real. The point is, though, you know that you are hearing my voice in your head. You know that you are experiencing being Doug Steffen. You don't know whether I'm experiencing being Michael Harrison. We don't know. That's where the whole thing is. Yes, we are all in this together. We're all, you know, beams of light from the same shining star. We're all drops in the same endless sea. We're all branches on the tree of to be. To be is the key. So, just existing, just the fact that there is anything that exists as opposed to nothing at all is an extraordinary miracle, Doug.
It really is. It's fabulous. We look outside, the trees growing. I'm on my farm. The horses and the cows are out. You see the chickens wandering around. They're all beings, and they have a certain consciousness. And that's sort of what Michael is talking about. Okay, so we'll get to this song, I Know You Are Real, in a few moments. Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power with Michael Harrison from Gun Hill Road and the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Speaking of talk, a lot about the various products that support the broadcast that you hear. One of them is MyPillow. And new at MyPillow, the new My Slippers. Took a couple of years to develop there in the plant in Minnesota. And now 1,600 people are working around the clock to manufacture these slippers and the sheets and the pillows and all the things that come out of MyPillow. The slippers, for their part, exclusive three-tier cushioning system, really fabulous. You'll feel, well, you won't feel like you ever felt before wearing slippers, I'll tell you that, or moccasins. And you can get either of the two styles. You could prefer the moccasin style, or you could want the slip-on style. Either of these My Slippers available right now, number of colors and sizes. Use the DJV code at checkout, and you'll get 40% off the My Slippers. 40% off the retail using the code DJV, and that applies up to 66% to other things that are in the MyPillow catalog. Check them all out. And then when you go to the Radio Listener Special Square, the page there, you'll enter the promo DJV and take advantage of the discounts on all the things that are there. As I said, up to 66% off on all MyPillow products. But use that DJV code when you check out. You'll be feeling quite well when you wear those slippers and get a good night's rest, courtesy of MyPillow.com.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Despite new challenges, 93% of families say that obtaining a college degree is more important than ever. That's according to a survey from College Ave Student Loans. And while paying for the upcoming school year might now be more difficult, the company adds that having a solid plan and knowing all of your options can help ensure that a college education remains within reach. For saving strategies and expert insights, visit collegeave.com. That's collegeave.com.
Now that all people age 12 and up are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, the American Medical Association urges everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. What's more, despite their differences, all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the best one is the first one that's available to you. The AMA also says to continue taking precautions against infection and to follow the updated guidance from local health departments and from the CDC.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to our conversation with Michael Harrison. I get really excited, frankly, when I heard this for the first time, and I've played it in three different programs that I do. The first time I heard it, I had to listen to it a couple of times, actually, because even though you had told me and explained beforehand and on the air what it was all about, I wasn't sure that I got it. It actually took me watching the video. So I would say to people, once we play this in a few minutes, it may be that you want to hear it again, but seeing it, and what's the old expression, seeing is believing. Do you think more people get more out of it if they watch the video and then as they're listening to you or the song being sung, and they get more out of it? It's more experiential?
Yes. I think the video is key to it. I think that it's an abstract song. It could mean a lot of things. And the video gives it a specific purpose. That doesn't mean that the song doesn't stand up on its own. It does. It's really a wonderful song, if I may say so myself. I don't know where it came from. I'm surprised.
Well,
I was part of it.
Let's talk about that for a second. Inspiration, we're talking about the power of what you can't see, but what you know. Somehow, some of the greatest lyricists, some of the greatest movie script writers, this book author, whatever, people get inspired. They wake up in the middle of the night. They don't know where the thoughts come from. There's such a thing as automatic writing.
And there's no question.
Songs
and melodies also come from somewhere. Look, you and I are both speaking to each other right now. What really is happening? Where are these words coming from? Where are the words? The words that I'm speaking to you, your reception of these words, your processing the words, and then you are creating your own words in response. Where are these words coming from? Where are these thoughts coming from? Are they the product of the physical brain? Is the brain, which is a slab of meat, coming up with
8 pounds
songs?
Of water and blob, yes.
Right. Is that where it's coming from? Or is the brain like a radio receiver? Are we picking up something from elsewhere that the brain processes in this dimension that we think is the three dimension with the fourth dimension of time, reality in which we live? And that's where I'm coming from. It's so when you write a song or you write a letter or you have a conversation, anything that is created from consciousness, where is that coming from?
Ever write a love letter and then go back and look at it and you wonder where in the world those words come from? I had no idea I could express myself that way.
Where does love come from? Where does love come from? What is love? Think about emotion.
5 foot of heaven and a ponytail. Do you remember that song?
all those teenage love songs.
Michael and I came through the radio business
incorrect.
The same way. We were, of course, couldn't do it today. But Michael and I were jocks when we started our career back in the 60s, in the dark ages. You'll hear the song next here on Your Hidden Power.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back to Your Hidden Power, now the time, the moment you've been waiting for. We talked for a number of minutes about Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road and this song, I Know You Are Real. Here is the song. Check it out on YouTube. This needs to be seen the next time you hear it.
I know you're real.
The same endless sea, branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. Eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind. Melody, singing in nature's sweet harmony. All of our spirits are here. We are grains on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real.
The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe in thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real.
So there's the song from Gun Hill Road, I Know You're Real, Michael Harrison, with the narration. I love that. I'd like to...
The lead singer.
Yeah, the lead singer. Yeah, but you can find it on YouTube under what... Where do we go to find it on YouTube?
Okay, now this is important because there's different versions of it, some without the video, some just the picture of the album. www.iknowyouarereal.com. iknowyouarereal.com. Full words. iknowyouarereal.com.
Fabulous. Yeah, a couple of different versions, but I love the... We are words, the prayers, the thoughts in this thing. It's really externalized.
And that was in the video.
Internalized. Yes, I am a little bit. I have a cameo with the cows in the video. Check it out. I Know You Are Real. Michael Harrison, pleasure and an honor to have you here on Your Hidden Power.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force Base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today I'm announcing that FEMA is going to make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The White House and Republican lawmakers appear to be drifting apart when it comes to a compromise on President Biden's infrastructure spending proposal. The administration recently reduced the price tag of the bill to $1.7 trillion, but Republicans say the cost is still too high. Representative Nancy Mace says she's doubtful a deal is possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that too many aspects of the president's bill have nothing to do with the vital infrastructure projects that need to be funded.
President Biden, he's just playing footsie with Senate Republicans right now. He left all of the horrible Green New Deal spending that's in there, environmental justice and social justice, that has absolutely nothing to do with traditional infrastructure. And I drove my kids this morning to school and dropped them off, and I sat in traffic for quite some time this morning. I understand, like every other working American out there, everyone that has to take their kids to school, that those things have nothing to do with our roads and bridges. And they've got to trim down the bill at $1.7 trillion. You're still going to have one of the largest tax hikes in American history to pay for it. They refuse to cut spending anywhere else. And this is critical for our nation's future.
And the U.S. State Department issued a new advisory on Monday warning Americans against traveling to Japan about 8 weeks ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The do not travel warning comes as Japan deals with a new wave of COVID infections attributed to the spread of variants of the virus. Nine prefectures, including Tokyo, are currently under a state of emergency, which is expected to last until late June. IOC officials said last week that they're planning on the games to go on, even under a state of emergency. The Summer Olympics are set to open on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Back now with a focus on you, your mind, your reasoning, your ability to think and act. And Uri Geller is here from Israel. He lives in a village outside of Tel Aviv called Old Jaffa. Certainly have been exposed to and experienced this whole Midrash. This last couple of weeks been kind of tough for people that live in Israel. I guess tough for the Palestinians as well. Most people don't really understand the difference between the Palestinian people and Hamas. Uri, you find that to be the case?
Well, Doug, you know, Hamas is very well equipped with killing machines. The Palestinian people, sadly, are getting hurt while the Israeli Air Force are bombing Hamas targets very, very diligently and pedantically and with great precaution not to kill civilians. But nevertheless, you know, people die in war, so do we. We get rockets, as I speak to you right now, I'm looking at the TV, and there are missiles flying in. An hour and a half ago, 2 people were killed from a Hamas missile. So this is war, and war is never good. Also, there is an uprising right now. Palestinians and Hamas different factors of their military or shooting at Israeli police. So it's not a good situation right now. So I'd rather not talk about it.
All right, let me ask you something that has to do with the way you function. Over the years, one of the things that's been a hallmark of yours has been to help people fix problems. And I know how many times we've used the exercise fixing watches, fixing, things that work. And then, using the mind to make things better. We talked about you and the Suez Canal ship and how people focusing with you on that moved it off of the problem that it had.
Yes.
Can that same tool be used here to get people to sort of think that we don't need the war or that we need to bring it to a conclusion? I don't know how to phrase it, but can you help that way? Can we all help that way?
Well, we can all, I get hundreds of emails a day. And on my WhatsApp, which is the Uri Geller, on my Twitter, on my Facebook, people are saying, we're praying for you, we're praying, be safe. So I'm asking everyone to pray for peace on both sides so the killing stop, the rockets stop, and God, the miracle will be when there will be a long-lasting peace all over the world, not only in Israel. So that's what I'm asking your listeners to do. Let's do it maybe tonight, your time at 11:11. Think positive. Give a prayer for peace. Think about Israel. Think about the struggles that are happening here now. And maybe that will help. I don't want to say maybe. I'm sure it's going to help. How it works, I really don't know. I believe it has to do with the laws of the universe, spirituality, even religion. But do you agree with me, Doug?
Well, you just have put a thought back into my mind about where thoughts come from, where words originate, where ideas come to the surface, what makes our mind think what it does, and then the blessing of being able to express ourselves with our thoughts. That's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it, when you get
yes,
down to it?
Yes, yes. Yes, and Doug, if you look at the population of planet Earth, 8.5-9 billion people, most of them are religious. Most of them have faith. Most of them go to synagogues, churches, mosques, houses of prayers. In any domination, in any religion, they go and pray. So there must be something up there, out there, that is listening to us, that is absorbing our prayers. So that's let's do that tonight. I have to go now because things are getting here worse. We love you all and send your prayers to everyone here.
Thoughts are things, as far as I'm concerned, and so are the same words coming out of your mouth. Basically, you agree, thoughts are things. Uri Geller has a fabulous website. Partake of what's there. See what's going on with his new museum, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and you can learn to douse using the new book that he has. You can find it there as well, urigeller.com. This is Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen, you have the power to lose weight and to keep it off. How about that for a concept, right? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. For 24 years, the folks at Calidrin, the doctor and the three nurses that actually developed the formula, scientifically proven to work. This is a special formula of collagen protein in just the right mixture, digestive enzymes in just the right mixture, and all kinds of other things. Aloe vera, just the right mixture. There's no gluten, there's no drug, no stimulant, none of that stuff. It quickly breaks down protein and increases available amino acids in your blood that help to rebuild and repair your body so that you have that look and that feel and you keep it. That's what's so fabulous about this. And if you don't believe it, check out the website, toploss.com, and see the 86% success rate and actually listen to, you can hear audio, you can read the stories of the tens of thousands of people who have attested to the fact that this works. Keep your weight where you want it with Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula. Keep yourself happy with yourself. Go to toploss.com, and on checkout, use the DJV code. You'll get 90 days free, and you'll also get no shipping charges. That's the deal right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
This is our shot. At all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to Your Hidden Power, a weekly program and a podcast, which you can find at YourHiddenPowerShow.com. All the great minds, the great thinkers in the world of, some people call it the New Age, spirituality, motivational thinking, all of that sort of thing. And every week we have Mary O'Malley on with us, who's our resident psychic. You can get to her at PsychicScout.com. But all these things are part of our weekly broadcast and the podcast, which gets the essence of our conversation, of our message, if you will, across. Check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I mentioned Mary. You know, I was thinking we have this week a song which I hope you'll listen to. You didn't hear Michael Harrison on. The song's called I Know You Are Real. You can go to iknowyouarereal.com and see the video, Mary, of it. But what we were talking about with the idea of the songs and just the idea of words and music and how the mind works to get these messages. How do we get messages? How do we think? You know, as a psychic, your mind is on display. And you get into other people's minds and you get into the mind of spirit in order to help people out. But just really trying to understand how the mind... Well, I've never really thought about it much before today. It's sort of become a theme of the program, or a subplot anyway. How does our mind, our brain, put those words in there? It seems like it has to be divine guidance. Don't you think?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
the question has to do with how your mind absorbs information that you get from spirit. You put that information, that thought, into words and express those words to people.
Okay.
It gets to the very root of how our mind works, how our mind and our brain are not necessarily the same thing, although I think people use them as a coefficient sometimes. And what you've just asked sort of speaks to the complication or the complexity of how our minds work in, you know, a very complex world that isn't complex just because there are humans here. It's complex because it almost seems like by design it's complex, and we think the designer is spirit, right? Ultimate intelligence, universal thought, that sort of thing is what's responsible for pretty much all of everything.
Well, yes. But it's funny, I know when I teach hypnotherapy, I play a little game with them because words are so important. And so I'll say, think of the word dog and what kind of dog pops into your mind. And always in the room, you know, if I've got 10 people in the room, there's at least 8 different dogs in people's minds. So we do have to be careful because when I hear the word dog, what I see in my mind is different than maybe what you see in your mind. So as a hypnotherapist, I have to be very careful in understanding that person and using their words when I'm guiding them through hypnosis, because their words mean a certain thing to them. It might mean something different to me. And it's the same when I'm working with spirit. And it's funny because I'll feel sometimes spirit kind of shuffling through my brain. It's as if they open the
creepy,
file
crawly
cabinets.
Creatures that are underneath your noggin.
It's like they're opening
right.
the file cabinets looking for certain words,
mm-hmm.
you know?
mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
So, you know, the words are, they're in our brain. They're in our conscious, subconscious, higher conscious minds, all the words we've learned. And sometimes it's amazing how spirit will pull words and put them together in certain ways that I normally wouldn't do.
Right.
And have a complete meaning with that I wouldn't have expected. So you're right. There's a lot involved in just words and communication, and a lot of power in words.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is terrific power in words. I was involved in a circumstance with somebody. I got into a little bit of a dispute with someone over a boundary line on my farm, and I realized I was wrong. I didn't know it at the time because I wouldn't have said what I did to this person. But what happened was what used to be has been changed. The old boundary line isn't the boundary line now. The boundary line has been changed by 40 feet, unbeknownst to me, even though it's my land. So I felt foolish after because these people are not my friends anyway. It becomes even sort of more strained. And I wished I had thought better of it before, but sometimes it just what you in the emotion, I just think, okay, I'm going to tell her what I think. And what I was thinking was what I was thinking, but my information that brought me to that conclusion was wrong. And so, I'm thinking to myself, should I apologize to these people? Because we're actually involved in a suit that has nothing to do with this, but I don't like them and they don't like me. And yet I feel like I should be maybe the bigger person for it. I think that I was wrong and I should say that I was wrong. I think that's the problem with a lot of people. Nobody wants to admit when they're wrong, isn't it? I mean, that causes a lot of psychological drama and problems in and of itself, doesn't it?
It does, and now you're feeling kind of bad and guilty and sleepless.
Yeah, not too, but I'm a little.
Well, but, it adds enough stress that it's something you need to let go of. And for you, it's probably important that you apologize for that. You know, like you said, take the high road. None of us are perfect. That's the thing, cancel culture and all that kind of stuff. We're all expected to be absolutely perfect. And they'll go back to when somebody.
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? Oh, what's the matter with kids?
You said this when you were 17, and now you're 50, and you're changing your mind. Duh.
Yeah. Hello. What's wrong with that picture? All right. So you get lots of great pictures from Mary. Check her out at psychicscout.com for a fabulous reading. Mary O'Malley here with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time now for a visit from the lady of the moment, and I describe her in many different ways as an actress, but I like the astrology side of her because she helps a lot of people sort of calm down. There's a lot of inspiration from different and dissident sources these days, it would seem. Laura Banks is here from StarGalNetwork.com, which is a great place to go to get a great reading. Find out what your story is. You got to have, though, the right information. You need to know when you were born, where you were born. When I say when, it's time and day, and then you got to know the city. And from there, somebody like Laura, who's well-schooled in this, can really tell you a lot about yourself. And I remain amazed sometimes at how accurate this is. As a matter of fact, people sometimes, I think, who are not schooled in it, Laura, get frustrated because mm-hmm. there's so much information and they don't know what to do with it. Do you ever have that when you do a good reading with somebody and they say, oh, wow, I didn't know. You know, most everybody's going to learn a lot that they didn't know. But then how does it get absorbed? How do people take it?
Thank you, as always, Doug, for your glowing introduction. And I'm always impressed with your open mind to absorbing new knowledge, which I'd say isn't a common trait. At first, the person that wants a reading has to have that just outright curiosity. So their mind's already open. You know, they've committed to the time and the money, and they're there. They're sitting there. They want to learn. And then at the beginning, I'm sort of feeling my way energetically, and they're a little nervous. And then when they realize it's going to be one step at a time. We're going to take each planet, you know, you're dealing with the fact that you've got, let's say, a sun in Aries, which as for a woman is a difficult sign because we can be a little bit more forceful than the more feminine Libra. But then maybe you've got a Libra moon, which is going to soften your personality. And so as I proceed around the wheel, they start to see the facets of their personality and how it's played out in their entire lives. And it's one step at a time. It's one little morsel of information at a time.
But yet there are circumstances in which we find ourselves, many of us, if not most of us, are having the same impact. Like we're sort of in the middle, it's the first full week of Mercury being in retrograde for the second time this year. And people throw their hands up because they don't quite know how to react to it. And I don't know that reaction is necessary. It just is something you've got to live with. People who constantly think about stuff like that, I think, are their own worst enemy, don't you? They get themselves
Doug, we're a society, we're a culture that doesn't like retrograde because we're so type A and we believe that our future and our fate and our fortune relies and lives inside the world of action. And that's not always the case. It's a world of energy transmission and preparation. I was at Gettysburg just the other day and I'm thinking about these generals and their planning. These wars, they were fought probably 80% of the time in the planning phase and 3 or 4 days on the battlefield. I mean, we can embrace also the fact that Saturn turns retrograde on May 23rd, which is an enormous...
How will that be impactful? Because Mercury would just be going out about that time or getting close to being over. So how does that? How do those two react with each other, or do they clash?
Well, Saturn is the planet of responsibilities and commitments and real things that happen in real time. So a backward movement of that is going to be a review from May 23rd to October 10th of what are our responsibilities and commitments, and do we want to make new deals? See, it's a time to get out of deals that aren't working. It's a time to get into deals that are. When these planets are direct, it's like the train's going out of the station and it's pulling, it's chugging along at 70 miles an hour. Not chugging, it's speeding. When these planets go retrograde, it's a time to, oh, we're in the station. Well, I'll repack my bag. I'll rethink this plan over there and I'm going to come out of the gate October 10th with a new clarity because of Saturn being retrograde from May 23rd to October 10th.
Wow.
And then
time.
We've got a, yes, right? Well, you know what? What we see that as a slowdown, and that's the Mercury retrograde is sort of like what's your sun sign in the back of a classified newspaper. It really is a limited belief system that we've kind of all grown accustomed to believing, and it's like anything in life. If you don't have a front and a back of the dime, you don't have a full coin, right? So you need both worlds.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have a double sided. You're gonna have a double sided coin as well. All right. So again, a great reading. Find out. I want to talk to you. Remind me next time to talk about crystals with you as well. Crystals are very important. I think there's energy involved in all the things that you do. All right, Laura, thank you. Laura Banks from StarGalNetwork.com. Get a great reading with Laura. StarGalNetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.